It's time for Sound Mind with life coach and counselor Daniel Pryor. For more information about Daniel Pryor and his services, visit BibleBasedCounselor.com. Daniel has offices in Kirkland and Edmonds. And now your host, Daniel Pryor.
Along with co-host Mark Holland, it is another edition of the Sound Mind broadcast with life coach and counselor Daniel Pryor. Hi there, Daniel.
Greetings, Mark. Yes.
Good to see you once again. Hey, this week we are looking at the subject of emotional overwhelm. Lots to be overwhelmed with in our world these days, and that's coming up quite a bit in your practice.
Yeah, that's right. And I have some little keys that I hope will be helpful to people. Of course, I talk to people about this day in and day out. And the times that we live in, it's difficult. It's difficult for people who are getting up there in their age. And I have clients that are getting up there, 80s, even a gentleman in his 90s.
Wow.
And you know, there's a number of things that I talk to people about. One of them that I mention sometimes with people, and I've mentioned a little bit about it on the air here, is personalities. And I don't have that marked out as part of the show today, but it comes to mind, so I'll mention that. You know, our personalities are at their core defense mechanisms. They have to do with our personal safety and security. And as we get older, our personalities shrink. And what I mean by that is that as we begin to be less in control, which happens, you know, when we start to move into our, you know, for some people, 50s, but certainly 60s, 70s, you know, our reflexes aren't what they used to be, although we hate to admit it. And sometimes when we get up into our 80s, you know, maybe we lose the driver's license, or we're not, you know, we need glasses, the prescription in the glasses gets a little more powerful. And but so as these things begin to happen, and the bodies begin to fail a little bit here and there. And so we begin to kind of withdraw, and our behaviors and our thoughts are more about our safety and security. So our personalities begin to shrink, we begin to go toward the core of our personality again. And that makes it difficult to reach out and engage and keep up the effort of sharing opinions and, you know, kind of our emotional and intellectual bandwidth, you know, if you will. So that's one of the reasons why, you know, people become emotionally overwhelmed, is just because of the added stress from age. But then you have the added stress from just the days that we live in.
Yeah, and, very, very stressful days.
Yeah,
you got to turn the Fox News off or whatever you watch.
Turn the news off. It's good to know that all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to His purpose, and that the Lord, that He's the Alpha and Omega, and that He always does all things well, and He is going to complete His work. He does complete His work. I'll mention later on, but let me mention here that you know, God always, when He begins something, He has in mind an objective, and He always achieves that objective, even though to us it seems like sometimes that things aren't panning out quite the way we thought they would. But I have a number of things here. I want to talk about how we deal with emotional overwhelm. And, you know, the goal is to, we have these sometimes emotional highs and lows, you know, discouragement, you know, even depression, anxiety on the other end of it. And like a lot of people resort to medications. And the purpose of the medications a lot of times is to knock off, to bring up the lows and knock down the highs. Mm-hmm. So they, Wellbutrin was a drug, probably still on the market unless they've updated that. But it was kind of like a blend of medications that was engineered to do just that, you know, to take off the highs and bring up the lows. And I want to, for people who, for a lot of people, they don't have to go to medications if they will just put some things in, some certain practices in motion. So I wanted to talk about those. For emotional overwhelm, I have four steps here that I want to talk about today. And the first step will be just to calm down.
Calm
we
down.
Want to try,
that sounds
calming,
pretty
calming
obvious.
Down.
Yeah.
And let's see, maybe just to digress just for a moment. I talked about bringing down the highs and bringing up the lows. And what we want to do is establish like a healthy baseline. And I think that for a lot of people, we live below our potential. Christians live below their potential. They're less effective, and they don't enjoy the blessings of the Lord because we just don't spend enough time with the Lord. And so we need to spend more time with the Lord on a whole. When I talk to clients, you know, again, day in and day out, and one of the things that I find that's pretty common is that we all need to kind of up our program and, you know, take our relationship with the Lord more serious, be more diligent in that, and which is kind of a push because we have so many distractions, but we're going to have to get rid of some of those in order to spend some time with the Lord. Mm. But this first step, calming down, the emotional overwhelm happens in our lower brain, down in the amygdala. Now, we've talked a little bit on previous shows about what the hippocampus does. And just to highlight just quickly, briefly, in layman's terms, which are the ones that I understand, the hippocampus, very, very complex organ in the brain, and it's kind of the wheelhouse. It basically regulates turning on or activating certain glands in the brain, and the hippocampus has access. It coordinates all of the memory lobes, visual, audio, taste, et cetera, touch, all those areas where we have memory connections. Mm. And it sort of regulates how we should respond to things based on memory, based on intellect, or intuition, and those kinds of things. One of the things that the hippocampus does, again, in layman's terms, is it creates these cells, and I liken them to certain vehicles. So one of the things it does is it creates emergency response vehicles, and those go down to the amygdala, which is your fight or flight area in your brain. And the other vehicle that it can build is what I call information transport vehicle, which has to do with your upper brain. And that's like your rationale, your reasoning. Now, it can't build both of those vehicles at the same time. It can only build one or the other. So it's either emergency response vehicle that goes down to your lower brain, and that's the amygdala, fight or flight, or these information gathering vehicles that have more to do with rationale. And so it's really a matter, calming down is a matter of getting up into your upper brain, getting out of the lower brain. Mm. And one of the things about getting into the upper brain in calming down, and I just kind of envision calming down as being just setting quiet. And really for believers, it's a way of drawing near to God, just setting quiet, letting God speak. Hard to do sometimes, particularly in the midst of the storm. But that's a good example. The disciples in the boat, the stormy sea, and Jesus asleep in the back of the boat. And we find ourselves in those situations where it feels like, Christ is with us, but he's fast asleep and we're on our own and we're handling all these things. We need to calm down, get out of that lower brain, because God speaks to our upper brain. He doesn't speak to the panic. Mm. He speaks to us when we're at rest. And so we need to discipline ourselves to, even in the storm, take a few minutes or even a few seconds, 15, 30 seconds or a few minutes, and just be quiet. It's not out of control. Christ is there in the situation, so we need to just take the calm and make some affirming statements to ourselves about what we believe about God's capacity and his ability and his omniscience. But a lot of it is just being quiet. I've found situations in life, and maybe you have too, where when we become quiet, our brain begins to be resourceful. And I have a situation that my wife and I experienced in a car where we were on a trip, and the battery kept getting lower and lower and lower. And this was a situation I tried to remedy this several different ways. And finally, I bought a new alternator, and we'd gone on this trip. And in the middle of the trip, it was night, and it was pouring down rain. And I had on the headlights and the windshield wipers, and I saw the headlights get more dim, 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 dim. And then finally, the motor just quit, and we rolled to the edge of the road.
Oh,
and
boy.
We're like, 10 miles from anywhere. Just sat there in the rain for a while. I was a little upset to begin with, but then I began to get calm. And as I began to get calm, my brain started to work, and I began to visualize some things I'd seen under the hood. One was a frayed little copper belt attached to the frame of the car. And I began to realize possibly that copper belt needed to be attached somehow to the alternator. And since I had some electrical wire and tools in the trunk, I rigged that up. And within 5 minutes, we started the car and never had another problem.
So it wasn't. That's the problem with that stuff. You don't know if it's the alternator or the battery, and how well it's connected to the battery. I find that if your things aren't real connected real well to the battery, you'll lose too.
But the point being that information, my brain could figure that out, but I had to be calm first. So
The frustration can definitely put a whammy on you.
So the second one, so calming down, and then after we're calmed down, we need to reason. And I have here, beliefs, emotions, behaviors. Now, every behavior follows an emotion, and every emotion follows a belief. So part of our emotional overwhelm has to do with some irrational beliefs. And so the belief that everything is out of control, and that, this is something that God can't help me with because it needs to happen fast, and it needs to happen now, and it needs to I need a miracle. And so, or that I'm in danger, terrible things are going to happen if I don't get an answer right away. And so we need to question our beliefs and look at, many of them are irrational.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, many of those beliefs are irrational. In fact, we live with a lot of irrational beliefs. The sky isn't falling. That comment that person made to me is not life threatening. And so that's a part of, after calming down, again, beginning to reason. And we can only reason after we calm down, because we can't reason in our lower brain, the amygdala. That's not rational. So we have to be in that upper brain. So calming down, and then looking at our emotions, analyzing our emotions, and finally our beliefs. What is my belief that makes me feel that the sky is falling, and I need to challenge those beliefs? I've got a couple more that we'll talk about when we come back from the break.
Okay. We are talking about emotional overwhelm and how to deal with it, a very pertinent subject in today's world. Daniel Pryor, you like the way he thinks. He would help you to think better and have a sound mind. How do people get in touch with you for your services, Daniel?
Yes, the number is 425-778-6169, 425-778-6169. Also a good resource for people if they aren't interested in counseling or can't afford it, or time is being rough right now for some. There's always the website BibleBasedCounselor.com, where we've got about 10 years of radio shows, and also ChristianCounselorsForum.com, where I have articles on a lot of these topics. So ChristianCounselorsForum.com or BibleBasedCounselor.com.
Okay, back with more of the Sound Mind broadcast with Life Coach and Counselor Daniel Pryor in just a few moments.
Hi, this is Daniel Pryor, Counselor and Life Coach. Anxiety and depression contribute to every type of psychosis, behavioral problem, and even many health issues. Unchecked, they can ruin your life. But you don't have to let that happen. If you feel that you or someone that you know is struggling with anxiety and depression, call me and let me teach you the tools to build, manage, and maintain a more wholesome lifestyle. Contact me through my website at BibleBasedCounselor.com or call me at 425-778-6169.
Sound Mind with Life Coach and Counselor Daniel Pryor. And now your host, Daniel Pryor.
Along with co-host Mark Holland, Sound Mind broadcast this week, Daniel is helping us with some tips on how to handle emotional overload, and we've got a lot of that in our society today, and you want to continue this discussion, Daniel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talked about first calming down, and then we talked about reasoning, and then we want to talk about, after we've done those, we want to talk about organization. Of course, it's difficult to organize when you're kind of in panic mode, so you have to calm down first, and it's difficult to organize when you haven't rationalized and identified some of your faulty beliefs. So once we've done that, then we can organize. And so I have a couple of tools that I, simple little tools that work for me, and they work for a lot of people that I talk to. And so I refer to the inbox and mixing bowl. So I'm going to just talk about the inbox first of all. And life is an inbox. We all know what the inbox is. That's the unfinished work. And this is what's driving a lot of the emotional overload. But again, as I gave the example just before the break of the car situation where there was an answer there, but I couldn't, my brain wouldn't find the answer until I was out of panic mode and just calm. And so when we're calmed down, we can look at life as an inbox. And so the unfinished work needs to be addressed. But I have to organize the inbox. I have to prioritize. So a lot of times I talk to people about, in organizing the inbox, finding where is the anxiety or the discouragement really coming from. And so I talked about following the pain, following the anxiety or following the depression until I can find where it's really coming from. A little bit like I think when I talk to gals about this, they know exactly what I'm talking about. It might be a little more difficult for men to connect here, but it's almost like, kind of pushing on the bruise to see where's the center of the bruise, where it actually hurts. And so we can identify things that are stressing us out, but there's typically one thing that's more stressful. And so we want to identify that one thing and address that one thing. And so that brings, I use kind of in conjunction with this inbox, the mixing bowl aspect. And with the mixing bowls, I talk about the typical mixing bowl. You've got like five or six mixing bowls in a set, and they stack one inside the other. Mm. And so you envision taking these mixing bowls and they're stacked, and you put them under the kitchen faucet and turn the faucet on. Of course, that middle mixing bowl being the smallest, it fills up pretty quickly and overflows into the next one, and the next one. Pretty soon, all the mixing bowls are full and overflowing, and that's our analogous to our emotional overwhelm. Mm. But then the truth is that if I take those mixing bowls apart, only the middle mixing bowl is full and the rest of them are almost empty. Mm. So kind of works as an analogy of how to organize that inbox too. Mm. Everything is not out of control, but there's possibly one thing that's overflowing into everything else and making everything feel like it's out of control. Mm. So what I tell people is that's the only thing that you really have to address, that middle mixing bowl. And I have a little motto that goes along with this, and it says, I can't do everything, but I must do something. And so just doing something, taking some kind of action, you don't have to do everything, but you must do something. Just taking some kind of action gives us an immediate sense of, okay, I can control this. I don't have to be in panic mode. It's not all out of control. I just need to address this one thing first of all. And that will help me to have a better perspective on the other things that are not, that seem to be in the inbox that aren't getting done.
Yeah, that happens for me. If the house seems in complete disarray, I go, okay, well, let's just wash the dishes. We'll just do the dishes. We can't do everything else, but let's just do the dishes. And it's surprising how just doing a few things can make you lighten up and not be quite so overwhelmed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Eat that elephant one bite at a time.
Yeah. Yeah. My wife one day, you know, I had a thing she said, which just, it was very, it was just wisdom. I think after many, many hours, maybe days of contemplation and research, I had come to some kind of a realization about how depression works. And so I was pontificating about depression. And I think she was kind of listening. But after my sermon, she said, the best thing to do about depression is clean the kitchen sinks with Comet. And I thought, I was just amazed at how quickly she got to that, which seemed to be kind of a key. And I could have said it so much simpler than what I said, but right. That's exactly right. I mean, just exactly doing right. something you can't do everything, but you must do something. So I use those analogies a lot of times with people, the inbox. Some of the things in the unbox have been there for a lifetime, and they have to do with shame and fear. That's why they generate anxiety. And that's one of the things that I talk a lot to people about, too, is when we're talking about the inbox and kind of managing emotional overwhelm, is a lot of these negative emotions are based in fear and shame. And so that goes back to, you know, questioning our beliefs, too. So the fourth one, after organizing the inbox, and is basically to maintain, because those first three, that's it sounds simple, but these are things that we simply must do. Mm. It's kind of an interesting thing that I have here on my notes about the parallels between a pastor's job and the counselor's job. In a lot of churches today, I think the pastors have disappeared. They've been replaced by speakers. Mm. Particularly in some of these larger churches where they have satellites and the speaker. And the reason I differentiate between speaker and pastor is a pastor is the person who knows the sheep, knows the people in the congregation, knows their needs, and addresses their needs. But a lot of these satellite churches or big mega churches, there's a person talking to me that doesn't know who I am, is not going to know who I am, doesn't know my needs, and so they're speaking. But the pastor and the counselor have to, a lot of things that we wind up doing is repeating the basics. When people come for counseling, they might come for sessions that, you know, for months or weeks. So I've had people that I've worked with for years. And it's not, you know, the thing of counseling isn't, the difficult part of counseling isn't coming up with the answer. The difficult part of counseling is getting people to incorporate the answer into their lifestyle. Mm. And that just takes a lot of times repeating until it becomes something that they do. Whereas I think a lot of sermons today in churches, I know that the pastor or the speaker wants to remain interesting, and so he wants to come up with different topics, but a lot of times what needs to be done is just repeating the basics, because we're kind of leaving people behind. They're not really incorporating those things into their life as they should. Mm. So maintaining has basically a couple of things. Stop comparing yourself. Stop comparing yourself. First Thessalonians 5:18 says, being thankful in everything, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And that's just something that we have to come to grips with. We don't all have the same path, but we all have the same destination, and that's total reliance on Christ. So we need to understand that the circumstances you are in, God is there in that circumstance with you, and this is the will of God concerning you. Now, that doesn't mean you stay there, but you're learning there. You're learning things there, and you know, no temptation overtaken us. Or I'm trying to think of the scripture that says he won't be tested. We won't be tested beyond what we're able, but will with the temptation there'll be a way of escape so that we can bear it. But that escape is like an off ramp, and we need to learn our lesson there before we can get to the off ramp. Philippians 1:6-2, confident of this one thing, that he has begun a good work in you, will perform it until the day of Christ Jesus. So So you're not alone in this. We need a daytime of calm. We need a prayer, time of prayer, affirmation of the Lord, of His Lordship in our lives, taking good thoughts captive. And I'm kind of going over these quickly. By prayer, I don't necessarily mean 30 minutes or 45 minutes or 2 hours of prayer, but we need a time, a time each day. It could be 15 seconds or 30 seconds or 5 minutes, but there needs to be a time when we just calm down, need some time of talking to the Lord, of affirming His Lordship, taking good thoughts captive, scripture verses. And one last thing I want to add, we need some weekly fellowship. Whether it's a church body or a group of a Bible study that we get together with. So these are just ways of maintaining. You probably have to review this to get those because I did go through them pretty quickly. So calming down, reason, organize, and maintain ways of creating a healthy baseline rather than having emotional highs and lows.
Overwhelm, how to deal with it on today's Sound Mind broadcast. You like the way Daniel approaches this subject. Maybe you need counsel. You know somebody who needs counseling or coaching. How do people get in touch with you, Daniel?
Yeah, the phone number is 425-778-6169, 425-778-6169. And resources for people who maybe can't afford or they're not in my area is BibleBasedCounselor.com, where you'll find years of these radio podcasts, and also ChristianCounselorsForum.com, where you'll find articles on these topics.
Okay, Sound Mind Broadcast with Life Coach and Counselor Daniel Pryor on KCIS.
You've been listening to Sound Mind with Life Coach and Counselor Daniel Pryor. For more information about Daniel Pryor and his services, visit BibleBasedCounselor.com. Daniel has offices in Kirkland and Edmonds. To make an appointment, call 425-778-6169. Be sure to tune in each Tuesday afternoon at 1 p.m. for Sound Mind with Daniel Pryor.